Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Friday, May 9th, 2014. Now, Alex is going to be joining us in the third hour, and he's going to be interviewing author Alice Walker, who wrote The Color Purple, Pulitzer Prize-winning book, and, of course, made into a very famous movie by Steven Spielberg. She's a celebrated author. She's a poet. She's also a political activist. She's very involved with politics. So that's going to be a very interesting interview with Alex on the third hour. Now, in the last hour, we've been talking about a lot of different things, but primarily about police brutality is where we were. We were talking about this man who was beaten in New York because the police were angry that he was filming them. They stopped him multiple times. He would film them, and really in self-defense, and we've had court after court rule that people are allowed to film their encounters with the police in public. And they threatened that they would use physical force to stop him the next time, and they nearly beat this young man to death. The pictures of his face are just horrific. As his mother said, there was no mercy shown as they broke the bones in his face. We live in fear of those who are sworn to protect him. If there were no video, he would have no voice. The irony is that even though they didn't want to be filmed, they were actually filmed by a surveillance camera, and so now there's going to be an investigation. Will they do anything about it? And that's the question everybody is asking. That's the question people are asking in Albuquerque. That's the question people are asking in Miami. Increasingly, we're seeing the militarized police shooting up towns as if they're in Fallujah. When we create this kind of environment abroad, as the founder said, the instruments of defense, to paraphrase them poorly, abroad will become the means of tyranny at home. And that's what we're now seeing. We're seeing not only the militarization of the police, we're also seeing even the military-industrial complex moving into this as a new profit center with all the things that that entails. In the next segment, we're going to play a report on another aspect of what's going on in Albuquerque, and that is the kind of revolving door, political corruption, ethical scandals that we've seen in the military, where you have people who are high-ranking in the military go to work for the military-industrial complex and basically grease the skids. They've got exactly the same thing happening in Albuquerque now with a former police chief that was there. So rather than addressing the concerns of the citizens when people are getting shot and beaten on the streets, rather than looking at the war on drugs, which is where this all really started, that's one of the things they did to this young man in New York. They threw down some marijuana, said they discovered marijuana on him. Now, he says that wasn't his. They didn't, interestingly enough, they did not charge him with possession of any controlled substance. What they charged him with was resisting arrest and assaulting police officers and tampering with evidence. Now, you know, you can see from the video, the only person being beaten and assaulted was that young man. Another man in Alabama was not so lucky. In this particular case, a 17-year-old was killed after an encounter with the cops. They grabbed him, slammed him on the ground, shattered his ribs, pepper sprayed him, and then shoved a sharp object down his throat. Now, why were they doing that? Well, because they wanted to protect him from the drug scourge. Isn't that kind of them? Isn't that wonderful that we do that to users? Remember, this all started under Ronald Reagan. And, you know, the more I think about what he did with zero tolerance and the war on drugs and mandatory minimums, the angrier I get about the Reagan administration and his Attorney General Ed Meese. This is an abomination to do this to kids. They come after him. They don't identify themselves as police officers. They're in plain clothes. He's being set up by a snitch who's 1 year older than him, and they murdered him. Murdered him because, hey, he might be using or selling drugs. Come on, do we really want this in our country? Think about it. We're going to be right back. We're going to take a look at this report on what's going on in Albuquerque. Stay with us.
chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teeth and coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I'm sick of how the big drug companies are keeping men from fixing their ED without pills. Matt Cook here from GetEDSolutions.com, and I've helped thousands of men fully recover from ED without pills, pumps, or supplements. But the big drug companies collect $5 billion in revenue from sales of ED medications. They don't want my message to get out.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer ED, you must go to my website at GetEDSolutions.com and watch an instant web class that shows you how to get rid of your ED forever from the privacy of your own home. That's GetEDSolutions.com for an eye-opening web class you can watch instantly. You'll never be the same, and your wife or girlfriend will thank you because you are smart enough not to just believe the big drug companies, but to find out the truth about ED at GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and Alex is going to be joining us in the third hour. He's going to be interviewing Alice Walker, and she's the author of The Color Purple, Pulitzer-winning prize book, and also made into the movie by Steven Spielberg. Should be a very fascinating interview. Again, that's going to be in the next hour. We've been talking, however, about police brutality. We saw in Miami this hundreds of shots fired at two men, unarmed men in a car. Basically, a street execution. Why? Because the police were very upset. One of them had, in fact, shot a cop earlier. There was no gun on either of the men, but even more dangerous about this scenario is the number of shots that they fired in an area that was heavily populated with children, with innocent people, and they just unloaded on this guy. No sense of capturing him for an arrest, having due process, making sure they got the right person. So we mentioned, you know, of course, we saw this happening in L.A. when they were looking for that cop who had turned into a cop killer. They shot up a car with a couple of women, completely different kind of vehicle, completely different color. Instead of one black male, they shot up a car with two white women in it. That did not have anybody killed, fortunately, in that incident. But in this one, it was a couple hundred bullets fired by 23 cops, and they just sprayed all over the place, shot up all the buildings around that area. But most egregious about all of this is the war on drugs. This is really where the militarization of the police, it's really where we started losing our freedoms, our Fourth Amendment protections, our due process protections. That all began with the war on drugs. And I've talked several times to Jim Gearock with Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. These are retired police officers and judges who are coming out against the abuses that they've seen with prohibition and telling people that it's not stopping drug use. All it's doing is creating a very violent, abusive, totalitarian state. And that's what we've seen happening now for decades. It all started under Ronald Reagan. They never arrested anybody under alcohol prohibition. They didn't arrest users. They went after the distributors. And that was initially the way the war on drugs, which was the term that Richard Nixon gave it. That's the way that originally started. But then they turned on the end user. And how does that look? Well, it looks like putting people who are peaceful pot smokers in jail for decades under mandatory minimums and turning out violent criminals, rapists, murderers, turning them out on the streets. It looks like building massive prisons, putting in private prisons, for-profit prisons. It looks like we have more people in prison in America than any other country on earth, more people than communist China, even though we have a population many times that size. That's what this all looks like. It looks like we have a situation where they can charge property with a crime and not charge the people, confiscate that. And now we have Supreme Court decisions saying that, yes, they can confiscate anyone's property, not just with the war on drugs, but anyone's property, so they cannot defend themselves going into a trial. But it's all about the out-of-control police as they're getting their marching orders from the federal government, as they're being militarized, as they're changing the curriculum, as they do in New Mexico, to a shoot-first curriculum. Let's take a look at this update on what happened in Albuquerque this week. We've got a special report from the Nightly News last night.
Again, to appear in public with the Ellis family, with the Gomez family, with the Torres family, and all the families who have lost children to these rogue terrorist cops that you let still walk our streets and terrorize the public.
Just as the community in Bunkerville rallied around Cliven Bundy after snipers pointed weapons at people all week, and after several confrontations where the BLM agents got violent, in one case attacking a woman from behind and throwing her to the ground, the same sort of thing is now happening in Albuquerque, where an angry crowd showed up to a city council meeting threatening to arrest the sheriff, taking the seats of the city council. Now, in both cases, there was no violence committed by the public, but they clearly are fed up with the violence that's being committed against them. Why the people of Albuquerque fed up? Well, as we reported before, more people have been killed by their police department than by the New York City Police Department, even though New York City has 16 times the number of people. The violent history of the Albuquerque Police Department was brought to national attention about 5 weeks ago when a homeless man was shot to death for camping. And since then, in just the last few weeks, three more people have been shot and killed by the Albuquerque police, and three of the nine people who are on the police oversight committee have resigned in disgust at the way their oversight is being rejected by the city. Now, one of the three people that was killed in the last 5 weeks was 19-year-old Mary Hawks. Now, her case involved the search for a stolen pickup truck. Documents in the truck led them to Mary Hawks and to a trailer park. They conduct a 5 a.m. raid on this trailer park as if they're looking for a terrorist. They block access in and out of the trailer park. They announce on loudspeakers for no one to leave their homes, to shut their windows, and that they're going to release dogs. As 19-year-old Mary Hawks flees, she is shot dead by an APD officer. And there's no video to support his story that she pointed a gun at him. No video from the shooter's camera. No video from the officers with him. Now, it's surprising that there's no video of the incident because the APD is all about lapel cameras, having placed one of the highest dollar value orders for police cameras in the country, $2 million worth of cameras bought from Taser. and the former police chief, Schultz, who now works for Taser, is being investigated by a local news station for his cozy relationship with the company while still police chief. Emails allegedly show the police chief being given speaking engagements and perhaps employment in exchange for influence peddling. He promises that he's going to grease things for Taser with the APD. What we're seeing now with the police industrial complex mirrors what we've seen for decades with the military industrial complex. That people who are high-ranking officers and who make purchasing decisions will then retire and go to work for the very companies that are military contractors. And make no mistake about it, Taser is a military contractor. It's the militarization of our police. And when we look at this state-of-the-art $2 million camera technology that they've sold them, how likely is it that there was no recording of this event? The capability to record an entire shift with only a 40% battery charge, with a 30-second buffer once he starts recording, even if he had it in standby, it makes it pretty hard to believe that he didn't really record this incident. Now, the current police chief, Chief Eden, stopped short of calling the lack of footage a malfunction and declined to say whether the officer told investigators that he turned the camera on or not. He says he's going to send it to the manufacturer for forensic analysis to see if it functioned properly. Who knows, maybe he can get former police chief Schultz, who now works for Taser, to help him with that forensic investigation. Don't hold your breath about a detailed investigation of yet another police shooting in Albuquerque. The problems there are long-lasting and systemic. And as we consider the militarization of the police and the creation of yet another profit center for the industrial military complex, as they turn our cities into war zones, the same way they did this trailer park where Mary Hawks was shot, over a stolen truck. They were not hunting down a murderer. They were not hunting down a terrorist, but they were going to lock down the entire trailer park and use dogs going house to house searching. Are the American people in Bunkerville and Albuquerque beginning to realize who the real domestic terrorists are? That's right, and as we're seeing now, it's going to another level. It's not just destroying our civil liberties. It's not just destroying our property rights. It's not just destroying the legal system. And it's not just putting police violence on the street. Now we're seeing Mexican drug cartels moving into the United States. And you know what happens when they do that. You've seen this in Mexico, the beheadings, the torturing. And now we've got people who were tortured in Minnesota by the Sinaloa drug cartel. This is a story from Fox News. Mexican cartel allegedly hired MS-13 to carry out torture operation in Minnesota. They said the three enforcers were allegedly sent from L.A. to St. Paul, Minnesota on orders from the Sinaloa cartel to find people who stole 30 pounds of meth and $200,000 from a stash house in St. Paul. They got a couple of teenagers. The cartel hitmen snagged them, tortured them. They had their lives and the lives of their families threatened, and they were told to find the missing drugs or come up with $300,000 to compensate the drug cartel. Now, Breitbart reports that the U.S. Attorney General's office omitted the fact that the Sinaloa cartel was involved when they had an official press release about that. This is what we're going to see. This is the next step of the war on drugs. We've seen it destroy our due process, our way of life. We've seen, as I mentioned earlier, this 17-year-old who was being set up by the guys who are working on the war on drugs, set up by an 18-year-old informant. They chase him down. He runs when he sees somebody coming after him that doesn't identify themselves as a cop, is not dressed as a cop. He runs. They throw him to the ground, they shatter his ribs, they pepper spray him, and they kill him by shoving a sharp object down his throat. Why? Well, they said, we thought that he might have swallowed some drugs, and we had to get those drugs out of him. And that's really kind of the metaphor for what they're doing to the entire country. Because they think we might have swallowed some drugs, they're going to stick metal objects down the throat of America, essentially, to get us off of those drugs. You know, as we said many times, if the only tool that you've got is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. When you think the only thing that you've got is government force, then you want to prohibit everything. It's going to get much worse. We've seen in Mexico that vigilantes organized to protect themselves against the Knights Templar when the government would not do it. That's what's going to wind up happening here in America. I'm going to take your calls right after we come back. The number is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion for Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion for Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex. Now, Alex is going to be joining us in the third hour. He's going to be interviewing Color Purple author Alice Walker. Of course, she won a Pulitzer Prize for that book, and it was made into a movie by Steven Spielberg. Should be a very interesting interview. That's Alex Jones with Alice Walker, live here in the studio, coming up in the next hour. We were just talking about how sad it is that the people in America, many of them Christians who are trying to stop drug abuse, and they're concerned about people's welfare, and yet they see government as the solution, not a reformed life, not Christ in their life, but seeing government as the way to get people off of drugs. And they are advocating the worst kinds of force, the destruction of our entire legal system, of our Bill of Rights in the name of the war on drugs, which is now metastasized in the war on terror and the surveillance state. Now the Pope is essentially doing the same thing. At the top of Drudge today, he's calling on governments to redistribute wealth. This is a report from the AP. It says Pope demands legitimate redistribution of wealth. Well, I don't have a problem with the legitimate redistribution of wealth. What is the legitimate redistribution of wealth? Well, that would be if you take your money and you give it to somebody else voluntarily, if you get people to have compassion for people that are in worse circumstances than they are, and give them to voluntarily give money to help people, and do it in a way that isn't institutionalized, isn't bureaucratic, isn't a gun in the face of people. What he's calling for, however, is not the legitimate redistribution of wealth. He's calling for the government to stick a gun in people's faces and to do it in a very ham-fisted, inefficient way that doesn't really make a distinction between who really needs a helping hand and who needs to just get a job. And it really kind of falls on deaf ears. You know, it's kind of like these glitterbug preachers. You know, when you see somebody that has the kind of wealth that the Pope is sitting on, when he calls on governments to take that money from somebody else instead of helping them himself, that is the thing that really smacks of hypocrisy, in my opinion. Is that the most important issue? I mean, when we've got people being crucified in the Middle East by essentially our surrogates in those wars over there, is that really the key thing? And he needs to wonder about the effectiveness of making the government into some kind of god, because we've got the UN urged to tell the Catholic Church that it has no right to oppose abortion. This is from a story by CNS News. They said the Center for Reproductive Rights, a non-governmental organization that advocates for legalized abortion, is urging the UN Committee Against Torture to tell the Catholic Church that, quote, the freedom of speech and of religion, unquote, does not give the church the right to advocate against abortion. Really? Really? So just, you know, isn't that freedom of speech to say what you want, to talk about what your religious convictions are? See, if we give all power to the government, as the Pope is advocating here, saying that government needs to redistribute wealth, that's where it's all going to come down. Look at this, though. We have much deeper problems. Look at Harvard University, a former theological university. Now they're going to have a reenactment of a black mass celebrating Satan is going to be scheduled at the Harvard University on Monday evening. And they say that this is going to be hosted by the Satanic Temple from New York. This isn't just an educational event, folks. This is a recruitment event, as if they needed it. Maybe they're trying to start a club like Skull and Bones there at Harvard. You know, they've got, Yale's got their Skull and Bones. Maybe they need a similar satanic group at Harvard. Meanwhile, what happens to Christians who are outed as Christians? And that's really this is a report that was picked up by Drudge about these two brothers who were yanked off of Home and Garden Television, HGTV, the cable channel. As the headline on InfoWars put it, they were outed as Christians. I think that's probably the best way to put it. They said that they were opposed to homosexual marriage. They were opposed to abortion. And so that's being turned into these guys are hateful bigots. That's the narrative that we've seen over and over again. They pushed back and they said that that he doesn't like the gay agenda that seeks to silence men and women of faith. But he says they're not going to change. They don't have any hatred of homosexuals, and they're not going to change what they're doing. If that's the price they pay for their religious convictions, they're going to stick to it. Look at what's happening in Canada, though. We've got Justin Trudeau. Now, this is the son of former Liberal Prime Minister in Canada, Pierre Trudeau. He's saying that anti-abortion candidates don't need to apply to become members of his party in 2015. Now, if you're already elected, of course, they're not going to throw you out if you have pro-life leanings, but you know, because they need the people. They're in third place right now. But you need not apply if you aren't going to go along with their abortion agenda. That's what the liberals tell us. I think that's actually a pretty illiberal position for them to take in Canada. We're going to be right back taking your
calls.
We're
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation.
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking a hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, live in studio, and joining us is Alex Jones. He wanted to weigh in on what's going on with the Pope. He's going to be interviewing Alice Walker, the author of The Color Purple, a Pulitzer Prize-winning book, and it should be a very interesting interview. But, Alex, you wanted to say something about the Pope calling for the governments to redistribute wealth.
Well, that's right. You know, I'm so busy running a business operation just to sustain InfoWars and take care of stuff sometimes to come and broadcast for it. You don't fill in. You just host the Alex Jones Show, the InfoWar, David. And I've been listening while I've been driving around doing errands. Hey, there's some family stuff. You're really doing a great job, and we're all blessed to have you, David, and Jakari, and Leanne, and McBreen, and Dew, and Marcos, and just and the writers, and just everybody. What a great team at InfoWars. I thank God for y'all. And for the First Amendment, for all our friends, the real media, that we all co-support each other. We all collaborate together against tyranny and against the bubbleless collaborators in our government. We fight against the enemy collaborators. But when you're talking about the news articles about how they do a litmus test now. If you're for traditional family values, Christianity, this is beyond McCarthyism. You cannot have a TV show. And they're now with this new federal bureau they're setting up to go into broadcast, but also internet radio, TV, and cable and internet, and shut down everybody. This is happening. It's like they're using the IRS against pro-lifers and gun groups and the Tea Party. This is true hardcore tyranny, pure evil. And the Republican leadership has circled the wagons with Don Boehner against the Tea Party, and they're collecting money from the big Republican donors and the different manufacturing associations and others that have sold the country out to target the Tea Party, the real libertarian Tea Party, to destroy us because we're the only opposition. So everybody should support the real Tea Party, not the Republicanoid one that failed to take it over, because we're under a doctrine because we're in. We're in. That's why I'm fully thrown in the libertarian majority in the Tea Party. I'm fully thrown in with the Republican Tea Party libertarian movement. It's not perfect, but it's the only real resistance from any Americana left. And so I'm 100% behind it now, and everybody needs to start getting behind, giving money, doing everything. There's a massive change. I've never done this in 19 years on air, because this is the takeover by the globalists. And you've got talk show hosts, the TV hosts that are popular on these different channels, and they're being kicked off television by a litmus test. You're looking at hardcore evil. And yeah, I don't bash Catholic, Protestants, anybody. But undoubtedly, the new Pope is under massive pressure because you got the Waltons with $140 billion bucks with Walmart scams. You got the Rothschilds with trillions. You got all this going on. Well, what about Yellen, the head of the Federal Reserve, and Bernie Sanders this week, from an oligarchy running America? Well, yeah, there's the head of the oligarchy. The Federal Reserve has transferred tens of trillions since 2008 to private shareholders of the Federal Reserve. Not $140 billion in scam business and Chinese playbooks like Walmart. So don't go after senior members of the New World Order like the Waltons or the Coates. Hey, that's great. Go after them. But the lead after George Soros and the real top of the New World Order, David Rockefeller, the people that are lobbying to take our guns, lobbying to break up our family, lobbying to shut down Christians, lobbying to shut down pro-life, because we're beginning to win. And so we are the resistance, and they couldn't take us over, so now they're trying to shut it down. They can shut them down, folks. Their rhetoric like what's put the Tea Partiers all in body bags at these different government-run universities. They can shut everybody down. And this is true blacklist. This is true censorship. This is true litmus test. This is true tyranny. I don't care if you're a liberal, a conservative, a libertarian, gay, straight, stand on your head. You better, if people want to have a cooking show or a remodeling show on a channel, and then they cancel their popular show because they are Christians, you're dealing with tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. And if they can have litmus tests and say preachers can't preach for the Bible in Canada, or you can't criticize radicalism in England and get arrested, this is happening. And this is tyranny. It's not coming. It's here. And if they can silence a conservative or a gun owner or a pro-lifer, they can silence anybody. And they're getting ready to come after your property, your pension fund, folks. That's why they want to shut down free speech first. And finally, and I'm going to let you get back into your stories and calls and myself coming up. You're going to co-host with me, by the way, David. When she comes on, I'll say, we'll finish my business and come in and talk to her. I thought that was important because she's plugged on the air that she's a listener. I got criticized by the British and U.S. Press Corps, the incredible author of The Color Purple, and much, much more is going to be coming on. If you grew up in the South, I want you to co-host an interview with me. But here's the bottom line. What about the bulk transfer of $1.5 trillion in derivatives by the private central bank? What about the tens of trillions transferred to the elite and the too big to fail of U.S. taxpayers? What about the transfer with Obamacare written by foreign banks and insurance companies to double, triple prices, raise payroll taxes on poor working people? Well, I mean, it's a fraud. The globalists are eugenicists who want to control the economy, don't want any money out there they don't control. They've taken over via the Federal Reserve and fractional reserve banking. And so they point at the giant poor masses out there, made poor by globalism, made poor by collectivism, made poor by the two-tier system for the ultra-rich than what Pope John Paul II said. So I just want to point out here, ladies and gentlemen, that I don't chat with that. Everybody knows that. A lot of my friends are Catholic, but really great, hardworking, moral people, and just my life is just judged free by truth. But Catholic in America, everybody else is Christian. Better send a strong signal that this is dangerous, because the move is being made. Hey, let's have the secret bank accounts of the Vatican opened up then. Yeah, this guy's going around fishing people with leprosy all day, and that's fine. That's a good example. But this new pope, this Jesuit pope, he needs to then open up the bank account and give up all the gold of the Vatican and the Basilica and all of it. What a joke. But the average person making $30,000 a year has had 7 taxes raised on them under Obama. They're extinct in our wealth. It's a call for cutting taxes like a good Catholic, John F. Kennedy said, and it doubled the amount of money that came into the federal government. They should be calling on cutting taxes, not raising them. This is about redistributing the poor people's money to the ultra-rich and extincting the nouveau riche, new rich, who are the engine of all prosperity. Listen, I'm nouveau riche, ladies and gentlemen. I won't be considered rich by the average person. I'm not. Okay, people think they're making $300,000 a year is something rich. I could make a lot more money as a talk show host, but I've decided to build an operation, hire more than 50 people, and spend almost all of my wealth. I would be making billions of dollars just as a radio host. That's what runs the whole operation. I fund it, and I'm building a news organization, films, news websites, off of the radio show. Okay, that's the engine of wealth. That's the engine of free market. I'm spending almost everything coming in now. I'm trying to fight the new war. So people need to buy our books, buy our videos, buy our t-shirts, buy the InfoWars Live product, buy the film, buy just all of it, the water filters. High-quality products, low prices, free market, so that I can get more reporters, so I can fund sending my crew to Bilderberg and Copenhagen, Denmark, which I'm sending David Knight, and I'm sending other great members of the crew. That takes a lot of money. The Bilderberg complains every year. How can there be protesters here? Put us on top of a mountain in Switzerland. They want you poor as an agent of control. So promote liberty, promote freedom, and promote the shows they're trying to censor. We've got to all hang together. I've taken the wealth of what's left of the free market and a free speech and their support and invested it in fighting for you and putting films out for free online and putting magazines out at cost. And doing this, just bring my people good so they can live and fight. We are in this together. We can build economies together. But you've got to support the First Amendment now and recognize what outrageous criminals the globalists are. All right, I'm coming in to put on my sports jacket, coming in and going with you in T-minus 16 minutes. You go ahead and take over, David Knight, but now is the time to support free speech. Now is time to support the real Tea Party. Now, because it's under attack by both parties. They try to take it over. They said, this is it, boys, and I'm going to take you to Rowdy Piper in a four-minute great piece called They Live 2014. The video is even more powerful. We'll repost it at InfoWars.com. David will come back with comments on this right now, but first, let's roll this powerful piece, this call to arms in the InfoWar. I'm Alex Jones, and if you're listening to this transmission, you are the resistance.
I feel like this all the time, trying to politically awaken people that they're being lied to, that there's an agenda. It's not left or right. It's, hey, there's mind control going on. The signal's broadcast 24 hours a day through all this media. Just become aware of it, and they'll say, there's nothing going on. And I want to say, put on these glasses or start chewing concrete.
They have taken the hearts and minds of our leaders. They have recruited the rich and the powerful. And they have blinded us to the truth.
The question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
An estimated 50 to 70 million Americans suffer from a sleep disorder or sleep deprivation.
Outside the limit of our sight, feeding off us, perched on top of us from birth to death, are our owners.
Latest census numbers prove the United States has the biggest gap between rich and poor compared to all
westernized countries today.
Our projections show that by the year 2025, not only America, but the entire planet will be under the protection and the dominion of this power alliance. The gains have been substantial, both for ourselves and for you, the human power elite.
And for the first time in all of human history, mankind is politically awakened. That's a total new reality.
I've got one that can see.
We can't be the only ones who can see.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our problems.
It's a new morning in America. Fresh, vital. The old cynicism is gone. We have faith in our leaders. We're optimistic as to what becomes of it all. It really boils down to our ability to accept. We don't need pessimism.
I have two words for you. Predator drones.
And who are you, little fella?
You will never see it coming.
I'm predicting the first guy who uses a Second Amendment weapon to bring a drone down that's been hovering over his house is going to be a folk hero in this country.
Nice!
There is a signal broadcast every second of every day through our television sets.
I'm just trying to warn you folks, the television is a giant LED weapon system. It's so advanced. They got a monkey farm in Bastrop, folks. They do all sorts of testing on great apes, rhesus monkeys, the whole nine yards. And they go, oh, you didn't see this, and punch a button, and it'd be hundreds of monkeys with wires in their brains with television sets brainwashing them.
All I ever had to do was be famous. People watch me, and they love me.
You can have a little taste of that good life, too. Now, I know you want it. Hell, everybody does.
Do it to your own kind.
What's the threat? We all sell out every day. Might as well be on the winning team.
The real men of the world have to stand up and say, I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum. Time to take a stand, boys. You know what? You got a little courage. Stand up for yourself.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The Oscar winners give a press conference and how to buy a sailboat.
Long live the Republic! Get to the New World!
Yes, as Alex was just saying, we are very concerned, as all of you should be, about what's happening with the FCC. It's all about control. We've seen the impulse to control content. We saw it for a long time with the Fairness Doctrine. Of course, they're trying to bring that back. We also saw it with this recent content survey where they expanded it out from broadcast media, even wanting to conduct this survey with newspapers, with print media, with other non-broadcasting media. This is about controlling content, and of course there's other ways that you can control content other than just outright censorship. There's a lot of different ways they can apply that. They can also do it with controlling the channels, controlling the pipes, and that's what we see happening with these mergers. That's what we see happening with the net neutrality. Nobody is asking, however, where the FCC got the power to regulate the internet. They were out there to allocate frequencies on wireless communication to make sure that people were not riding over each other's own signals. So they would allocate frequency to different radio stations. That's what the FCC was created for. But now, with mission creep, they're going into regulating the internet because that's the heart of free speech today. That's where you can get on and say what you want to do. That's where you can open up a blog. That's where you can create a new business. And that's why you've got not only civil liberties groups that are concerned about this, like the ACLU and the EFF, but you've also got venture capitalists who are very concerned about this because they see this as really the next step in consolidation, sawing off the ladders on the rungs of success so that only the people who are already at the top can climb farther up like we see with the Comcast merger. They're going to cut off those rungs, those ladders, so you're not going to have new businesses be able to come in. That's why the venture capitalists are worried about this. It's the very opposite of a free market. A free market allows people to change places. It allows wealth to be redistributed. Let's go to a caller here. We got someone who called in on Bill in Wisconsin. You called in about redistribution. I think you were talking about France. Go ahead.
Yeah, very good show today, David. Alex is an authority on a lot of things. But as a traditional Catholic, I want to point out that he is not familiar with what the revolution has done with inside the Catholic Church. I am a traditional Catholic, cradle Catholic. That means I've been a Catholic my entire life. And I look at what has happened since Vatican Council II. This was under so-called Pope John the 23rd, followed by Paul the 6th. Followed by John.
Hang on, Bill. We got to come up to a break, but I want to hear what you have to say, because this story that's at the top of Drudge today about the Pope wanting governments to redistribute wealth, that's a very important thing when somebody with his power says...
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried, so don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to harvestright.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's harvestright.com.
Attention, America. Within a little-known government document is devastating information that could cost the United States its most valuable asset. My name is Jeff Opdyke, former reporter for the Wall Street Journal. I've uncovered shocking evidence within the details of document FT-900, revealing the largest cover-up of President Obama's career. This will have a substantial impact on our nation. Millions of Americans will fall into poverty overnight. A recent report from the Treasury Department said an event of this nature has, quote, the potential to be catastrophic. Within a matter of weeks, the way of life for millions of Americans will be destroyed, and the standard of living will be like nothing this country has seen in nearly a century. To learn how you can protect yourself and your family from this government attack, visit www.obamasecret1.com. Again, that's www.obamasecret1.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply. Worldwide, remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters, and breads, and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we were just talking to Bill from Wisconsin. Again, we're talking about what's going on with the Pope calling for what he calls legitimate redistribution of wealth. I think it's an illegitimate redistribution of wealth. When you have the government stick a gun in somebody's face and do that, I think that Christian leaders ought to be calling for the voluntary redistribution of wealth. They ought to be calling for equality of opportunity. They ought to be pushing back against this oligarchy that the Federal Reserve chairman essentially admitted to having, which we all know is there. We've known that's been there for a long time. So let's stop the oligarchy. Let's have freedom and freedom of opportunity. And let's not use government to stick a gun in somebody's face. Let's try to use Christ to bring about compassion in people so they want to help their fellow man, and they do it directly. Bill, you were talking about, you said you're a cradle Catholic, somebody that's born in the Catholic Church, and you were going to talk about the changes that you've seen.
That's correct. And again, thank you, David. What happened in the Second Vatican Council was an infiltration by Masonic forces into the church. The church for 2,000 years had gone through martyrdom, persecution, and they were never able to overturn it. But with this Masonic infiltration, they have gone in and changed the doctrine, the sacraments, and the apostolic succession of the church. So John the 23rd, John Paul the 2nd, Paul the 6th, and Francis are not actually popes. There are Catholics all over the world, and especially in the United States, pockets of resistance against what is going on. We meet with priests that are legitimately consecrated. We go by the old rite. We do not follow this infiltration. So Pius the 11th, by the way, made the statement that no one at any time can be a true socialist and a Catholic. So what we have here is an imposter in the seat of the Vatican.
Yeah, if you don't have private property, what does it mean to say thou shalt not steal, right?
I mean, right.
You know, the government's already stolen it all.
Previous popes have upheld private property. They've written encyclicals against masonry, against atheistic communism. So what we have here is essentially the globalists of a satanic nature have taken over the authority of the Catholic Church. The see is vacant. And right now, we are under persecution, just like Christians are in Africa.
Oh, that's interesting. And, you know, I've seen people, I'm not a Catholic, so I didn't know much about the Jesuits, but I recently saw that people were saying they were surprised that a Jesuit would be a pope, because they don't typically take offices and titles and that sort of thing. Is that correct?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. And there's ample evidence that because of the changes in the way that priests are consecrated and ordained, that Francis may not even be a priest. So he is a true revolutionary. Look at his statements concerning, I will not judge as Pope, even a priest who is a homosexual. They recruited. There's books written, okay? Goodbye, Good Men by Michael Rose goes into how this new church recruited homosexuals.
Well, we're seeing it. We're seeing it, Bill, and every institution we see is changing so rapidly. It's hard to believe. It's not just technology, it's institutional change. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential four-foot situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking a hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed.
designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.